stop the stealing that's going on in Lansing. Join us. Go to axmytax.org.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two here on this Hump Day Wednesday, October 8th, 2025 edition. Well, making good on its threat, the Michigan Cannabis Industry Association, the MCIA, kept its promise and filed a lawsuit yesterday against the state of Michigan, alleging that the new 24% wholesale tax on cannabis is unconstitutional. The lawsuit filed in the Court of Claims against the Department of Treasury, as well as the Treasurer, Rachel Eubanks, alleges that the legislature acted unconstitutional in passing this tax, which Governor Gretchen Whitmer signed into law yesterday. Notably, Article 2, Section 9 of the Michigan Constitution requires a three-quarters vote rather than a simple majority vote to amend any law enacted by a citizen initiative, as was the Michigan Regulation and Taxation of Marijuana Act, which passed back on the 2018 election ballot, said MCIA spokesperson Matt Friedman. Friedman went on to say, quote, "The lawsuit details how the last late-minute, late-night process occurred in violation of a range of other constitutional provisions. The association is asking the court to strike down the tax in its entirety." Well, the budget legislation approved after the state's constitutional October 1st deadline included roughly $1.85 billion in additional monies for roads. It was done under a budget compromise. And part of that was a new excise tax on the, quote, "wholesale price of the sale or transfer of marijuana," end quote, was included. In the MCIA's brief, they argued that the Michigan Regulation and Taxation Marijuana Act is the exclusive means to impose an excise tax on marijuana, not the comprehensive road funding tax that was included in this budget. The plaintiffs argue that they will be harmed by the unlawful excise tax and that the implementation would threaten immediately insolvency of some of its members, basically shutting down pot shops. So, with some common sense from a pig farmer, 24% on pot shops, questions John Palmer, just going to put them out of business and fire back up the black market. When will these people understand that you can't tax your way into prosperity? John, it's not even going into prosperity. This is taxing it for the roads. They targeted a specific industry and applied a brand new tax against that industry. Well, why didn't they target pig farmers or Cliff Tellini beef farmers? Why didn't they say, "We're going to put a tax 24% on your pigs when you sell them to the public? We're going to tax you 24% on your steaks, your hamburger, your beef products, Cliff, when you sell your products? Why not a 24% tax on advertisers who advertise on a radio or TV station? You see, this is what the Michigan Cannabis Industry Association is going to argue in court. Why our industry? Tristan Cole's insurance industry. 24% tax on increased insurance costs. Why not 24% tax on electricity? They could point to all these various industries that we have here in the state of Michigan and say, why us? Why did they pick on us? You know what? Along with the fact that this was passed by a ballot initiative, which put it into our state constitution. The legislature can't tax this industry. It's got to be done within the Michigan Regulation and Taxation Marijuana Act of 2018. Second major problem they got, they can't do math. When they can't even take a simple calculator on your phone and put in 110 state representatives times 75%, to realize that they had to have 83 votes, not 82.5, which is actually mathematically correct. You don't have a half a person. So you got to have more than 82. You got to have 83. Well, guess what? When these idiots passed the bill in the House, they only got 78 votes. You guys are short. You're short five votes as to what you needed. You needed 83, you got 78. So what? Speaker Matt Hall? You guys can't even do math? Because this is going to be their argument. Article 2, Section 9 of the Michigan Constitution requires a three-quarters vote, not a simple majority, to amend any law that was enacted by a citizen's ballot initiative, which is what this was. So now we've got another story to follow regarding this budget. And the bottom line, if the courts rule that this tax was unconstitutional, well, now they're going to lose the $480 million expected taxes they were going to get from it. And that's going to reduce the road funding formula roughly by almost $500 million. That'll bring it down to 1.35 versus one. No, sorry, that's billion, Randy. It'll drop it from 1.85 billion down to 1.35 billion. My mouth is finally catching up with my brain. That's what happens when you do math in your head live on the radio. The bottom line, this is going to be challenged. This is going to court. It's already been filed. It's going to start out basically in the court of claims. It'll then be appealed. Then it may even go to the Michigan Supreme Court. It's going to be decided in the courts. And because of the publicity of what they were putting out there, these folks were prepared. And again, filed a lawsuit yesterday. So, if that gets fought in court, they can't raise the taxes on it. Maybe just maybe the pot shops can remain competitive and stay in business. Personally, I think they oversold too many licenses. They put too many pot shops in major cities. This past weekend when we were down in Macomb County, pot shops on every corner. Almost as bad as Traverse City. Almost as bad as Traverse City. So, we'll see where it goes. We'll see where it goes. Bottom line, one of the things I think we're looking at is the fact that they don't understand business. In my opinion, that's exactly why we have got to get a Republican nominee for governor next year that is a business person. Right now, the only non-politician business person we've got running is Carla Wagner from Ax My Tax. Still waiting to see whether Kevin Rinke and or Perry Johnson get into the race, but I'm not really excited about either one of them, especially Perry Johnson. Sorry, Perry, you got a ton of money, but I just don't get it as to why you want to even waste your time being the governor of the state of Michigan. If I had your money, I'd be long gone out of politics. Right off in the sunset with your wife and have a nice retirement. Robert, I can't say that on the radio. Why would you even text it to me? Stop it. I can't say that. Now, one thing that you have to understand, as this goes through the court system, question's going to be whether or not the governor, Speaker of the House, Matt Hall, may not try to figure out where they can expunge this money out of the budget from some other department. Because they got to keep this at $1.85 billion, or we're going to see roads, some of them, continue to deteriorate. That was the whole purpose of the plan. So we'll see. I'll be looking for news stories, folks, to see if they're going to make a plan B due to this being taken to court. Pretty interesting. Final segment of hour number two. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
See the largest outdoor event and concert venue in North America, Liberty Mountain USA in Farwell, Michigan. Saturday, October 11th. Gates open at 4. Tours start at 5. Live concerts with two bands will start at 7. There'll be food and drinks available. Come party for free and see this unbelievable outdoor venue. Liberty Mountain USA is located at 1001 Mott Mountain Road, Farwell, Michigan, in beautiful Clare County. See you there.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number two. One of the candidates that's running for the 35th State Senate District, Chadwick Twillman, he believes that his criminal history, a conviction for stabbing a man, should not deter voters from believing he is the right candidate to fill the Senate's 35th State Senate District seat. Twillman told MERS News Service yesterday that the incident, which he described as a third party acting in self-defense of a woman being strangled and sexually assaulted, and his subsequent 1 year in an Arizona jail, was a pivotal moment that shaped his life. Going through that process not only humbled me, not only giving me an extremely great sense of patience, but a really, really good understanding of the judicial system, how flawed it is, and how many good people can end up having their lives completely ruined. He said this as a talking clock shouted, "We will make America great again," in the background. Twillman added, "I'm really not too concerned what others think of me. Your judgment has no price over me. I believe that God is going to judge me at the end of my time, and if he thinks what I did that night was wrong, that I'm a bad person, in my heart, I don't see him judging me that way, and that's good enough for me." Twillman is one of four Republicans and six Democrats seeking to replace U.S. Congresswoman Kristen McDonald-Rivett. This, of course, because of her resignation January 1st of this year, waiting 238 days before calling for a special election on August the 29th. Well, in addition to Twillman, the other Republicans are attorney Jason Tooney, former Senate candidate Kristen Velasquez, and former Saginaw City Council member Andrew Carlos Wendt. Those are the people running on the Republican side. On the Democratic side, Michigan Board of Education President Pamela Pugh, former Bridgeport Township Trustee Brandel Adams, Saginaw Fire Chief Captain Cedric Green, Dr. Martin Blank, William Moreau, and Serenity Hope Salek. Four Republicans, six Democrats want to become the next state senator for the 35th Senate District. Bottom line, the stabbing charges against Twillman was reported back in September of 2006 when he was 20 years old. The night when he was arrested by officers who responded to, quote, a call complaint, said there was a fight in an apartment complex. Upon arrival, they found a man bleeding from two stab wounds in the parking lot. Tempe Police Detective Jessica Ells confirmed that Twillman was with a group of men who tried to help two women, whom another man was trying to talk to, who was trying to talk into leaving with him. Ells could not, however, confirm how, if at all, aggressive the stabbing victim was with the women, because that report is too old to be immediately made available. However, she could not confirm that the state of the dress of the woman, and noted that also the participants were intoxicated and they all had different stories at the time. Arizona court records show that Tillman was charged with aggravated assault with a dangerous weapon, which is a felony. Well, according to Twillman, he said he and his cousin were enjoying an evening out at nearby Arizona State University, had decided to return home when they heard a blood-curdling scream. We ran toward the scream. He said, we saw a very large man holding a woman whose clothes had been ripped away from her. He had her by the throat, and he was punching her in the face with a closed fist, according to Twillman. He said the man then turned and physically assaulted his cousin. And reacting out of instinct to protect the family member as well as the woman, he withdrew a small pocket knife, which he carried regularly. He said, I stabbed the attacker in the side. It was a very serious situation. I carried knives around, pocket knives, and this time I pulled it out for self-defense. I did everything I could remaining at the end of the situation. We had a little scuffle, and then I dropped him with a punch. This guy wants to be a state senator. We'll see what happens. Hour number three of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
Road Trip, the Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall, is the perfect book that will change the way that you think and will positively impact your life. 123 good words, motivational, inspirational definitions, and packed with very cool poems for each word, is a readable experience that you will visit time and time again. Available on Amazon Books and Barnes & Noble, Road Trip, Likely to Succeed, makes the perfect graduation gift. Enjoy reading Road Trip, Likely to Succeed A to Z, the Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall.
Are you sick and tired of the same old political talking points with no real solutions? Inaction isn't leadership. It's time for new leadership in Michigan's 1st District. Someone with fresh perspectives,